This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Who needs a public library with everything on a screen in your pocket? A lot of people. Libraries are evolving into a new kind of community institution. Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell has been looking at the research, and he joins us from St. Paul. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
I mean, a lot of people listening don't even know what a card catalog is, but some do.
Or the Dewey Decimal System.
Yeah, I love the Dewey Decimal System. It was the coding system for where you could find the books if you understood the code. But libraries have evolved to meet this new world.
That's right. They've essentially reinvented, reimagined themselves. You know, look, libraries still fulfill that traditional mission of offering books and study space for users. But libraries also help people find work, start a business, take college prep courses, apply for government benefits, learn English as a second language. And by the way, when you go to a library, you see that they're just full of computers and offering internet connections for people to use. And by the way, many of those people, they may not have high-tech gear at home.
Yeah. Now, libraries 100, 150 years ago were the internet, the place that had the knowledge that used to be held by the gatekeepers. Andrew Carnegie, the great payer for public libraries, thought libraries were the best tool for the masses to lift themselves up. I mean, that's social change. What do you think now? Libraries still a force for social change?
You know, David, I really think they are instruments of social change a century later. You know, several years ago, I was in Columbia, South Carolina, and I'm talking to the head of the Public Library Workforce Development Initiative. And she said, you know, helping older workers figure out their encore careers, that was part of her mission. And later I went to the downtown library in Phoenix, and I was impressed by its College Depot. You know, this is a free, full-service college access center to help with everything from getting a GED to a college degree. And you can multiply these examples because there are over 15,000 library branches in the U.S., and local governments spend over $12 billion annually on their libraries. And it's safe to say this is an investment that's well worth it.
Well, do we know that? It's a decent return on investment?
Well, there's this recent study, and this is what grabbed my attention. Three economists, Montana State University, Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago, and Miami University, and they calculate by some measures a healthy return on investment. So among their findings, library capital investment increases children's attendance at library events by 18%, children's checkout of items by 21%, and total library visits by 21%. Now, okay, that's interesting, but increases in library use translate into improved children's test scores in nearby school districts.
So there are interesting, almost hard to quantify benefits as well.
That's right. And that's, you know, really one of the things that stands out to me is we're living through an era where there's a lack of trust in so many institutions. And, you know, the sense that we have connections with each other, I mean, that's splintering. Well, public libraries are still trustworthy community institutions. And most important, public libraries are open to everyone. It doesn't matter your age. It doesn't matter your race, ethnicity, social class, and net worth.
Yeah, but then the pandemic comes by, and it's hard on libraries. People weren't allowed to go into some of them. Budgets were cut. And, you know, it's not that so many libraries were overly funded even before the pandemic arrived.
And this is why I think the return on investment, particularly as you mentioned, the return on investment on the intangibles is so important. So a lot more needs to be done to maintain buildings, update bathrooms, increase the number of hours that they're open. And there's a wonderful book by sociologist Eric Kleinenberg, Palaces for the People. And, you know, in that book, he persuasively argues that libraries, the people who work there and the people who visit, that they're essential to our democracy and to our community. So, support your local library.
And along with everything else, nice internet usually, and air conditioning during this time of year. Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell, thank you.
Thanks a lot, David.